A proposal to build 96 stacked townhouses behind a soon-to-be-reconstructed Woolwich Street beer store met with no opposition during a public meeting on Monday evening, though some councillors expressed concerns of their own. The property owner, a numbered company, is asking for 710 Woolwich Street to be rezoned from service commercial to mixed use, with future potential for apartment buildings, retail, office space, personal services and medical offices. It's also asking for a variety of reductions in zoning requirements, including the elimination of private amenity space for residents, which is what caught the attention of several council members. They need some kind of private area outside, said Cowan. Bob Bell. Planning consultant Dave Galbraith of IBI Group, who spoke to council on behalf of Reed's Heritage Rental Properties, explained the plan includes a higher standard, outdoor common amenity area that's slightly larger than what's currently required. If approved as is, the property would be developed in two phases, Galbraith explained, the first being demolition of the existing beer store building and construction of a new one closer to the street, followed by four blocks of 24 townhouse units with 117 at-grade parking spaces. Several council members expressed disappointment the project doesn't include more units, given the location. Among them was Mayor Cam Guthrie, who asked whether apartments had been considered for above the new beer store. However, the beer store has set models for its locations, explained Galbraith, noting the store's operation could also cause conflict with residential uses above. Earlier this year, the Committee of Adjustment approved a reduction in the number of parking spaces required for a new beer store building, to 33 from 38. Which is to be built closer to the street, making space for the proposed townhouse development to the rear of the site. A site plan for the new building is currently working its way through the approval process, said Galbraith. A beer store spokesperson previously told Guelph Today the new store is expected to be up and running next year.